of Psalm 34. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. You know what he's saying? Hey, God's delivered me. God's rescued me. I'm out of the cave. Thank God when we come out of the cave. Amen. I tell you, I like it when you see the light at the end of that tunnel. Now I want to share with you some thoughts tonight as we look at Psalm 142 a little more closely. And we're going to see, look at some different passages over the next several weeks and come back to Psalm 1 Samuel 22. But look back at Psalm 142. And I want you to notice as we talk, I'm going to give you one point tonight and then the next couple next week, okay? And I may not even get through all of this one tonight. We just may look at one point under this first point because I'm going to try to keep us on time tonight. Look at Psalm 142. You're going to find that when you're a cave dweller, all right, the lessons for cave dwellers, what is it that God wants me to understand and learn when I find myself in a cave? Hey, it might be a financial bankruptcy. It might be a health issue. It might be an emotional trial. It may be a family trial. It may be a personal issue that's going on in your life. It may be a job loss or failure. It could be any of number of things that drive us and chases us into a cave. But I'm going to tell you something. When God puts us in a position where we don't have any other way to look but to Him, it is a place of personal examination. I believe when David was sitting in that cave and he's there at the mouth of that cave, I believe he sits down and he begins to examine his life. And I'm going to tell you what he found, all right? And we're going to find him right here in our text in Psalm 142. First of all, you're going to find that he was disoriented. He was disoriented. Look, if you would, please, back at Psalm 142, and let's find verse number 1. Notice a masculine of David. This is the title, the Hebrew title of the psalm, a masculine instruction of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. And so he's in this cave, and notice verse 1, I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. Now look at verse 3, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. So at this moment, David is disoriented. That word overwhelmed means to it speaks of confusion. It speaks of the idea of a bewildering of the mind, that David's spirit and mind was so wrapped up in the troubles and the gloom and the guilt and Saul's army hunting him, he couldn't see any way out. His problems were so great that he didn't know what to do and where to go or to whom he could turn for help. He was disoriented and he needed direction. He needed direction. And I want to tell you something. When you find yourself in a cave, many times, you know what's happening. We're in a place where we're disoriented. There's confusion. We don't know where to turn, which way to go, and we need direction. You know what God done in David's life? He put him in a place where he had only one way to look, and that was up. And dear child of God, listen to me tonight. God, at times, will for our own benefit and our own good, put us in a position where all we can do is look up. How many people you ever heard that they went in the hospital with a heart attack, or they went in the hospital with a health issue, and they were laid flat on their back, and they made the statement that God put me on the flat of my back so I could look up? I'm going to tell you, in the cave experiences of life, when you don't have anywhere to turn, you're going to first of all look inside, and you're going to see yourself, and then you'll look up and you'll see God. Notice with me, if you would, that I love verse number 3 again. He says, in Psalm 142, verse 3, he says this. He said, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. How many of you like that tonight? Then thou knewest my path. David, unlike a lot of us, wasn't too proud that he couldn't admit what he was going through. That it was beyond him. He didn't pretend to know all the whys and the wherefores of what God was doing in his life. And you know what? I'm glad there came a day as a pastor when I got over that. When I didn't have to have an answer for everybody. I don't know what God's doing in everybody's life. You know, I thought as a young preacher, Brother Scott, I had to have the answer for everybody. You come to me, I had to give you an answer whether it was right or not. I did the best I could, and I told you this, or I told you. You know what? Now there's times I sit in front of people, and I'm as honest as I know how, and I look at them, and I say, you know what? I see you're going through a difficult time in your life, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why you're going through it either. I don't have an answer. Because there are ways known only to God, and there are things that God is doing that only He knows about. And David didn't pretend to know all about it, but he humbly admitted that although he didn't know the way, it was enough that God did know the way. And dear children of God, tonight you may be in a cave, and you don't know how to get out, and you don't know where to go, but let it suffice at this moment to say that God does know the way out. Amen? Boy, what a blessing that is. Job said that. He said, "Behold, I go forward, but He's not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive Him. On the left hand, where He doth work, but I cannot behold Him. He hideth Himself on the right hand." You ever felt like that God was playing hide and seek with you? I mean, you'd look over here and He's not there. You look over there and He's not there. You look back here and you think He's there, but you can't find Him. And you're saying, "Where's God?" And He said, "I cannot see Him." But here's what He said in a heart of faith. "But He knoweth the way that I take. And when He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." And dear children of God tonight, there are times that God puts us in the furnace of affliction. There are times that God puts us in the cave experiences of life. And we may not know, but let it assure our hearts tonight that He does know. Amen? And aren't you glad that though many times in life you may not know which way to go or what's around the next corner, He does. He knows the way that I take. And David is blessing His holy name as a result of that. Let's look at the second one tonight and we'll be done. Not only was he disoriented, but notice he was deserted. Look, if you would, verse number 4. Verse number 4. He said in Psalm 142, "I looked on my right hand and beheld, I looked, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me." Listen to some of the most saddest words in all of the Bible. "No man cared for my soul." Nobody cared. Do you know there's people at Calvary Baptist Church that think nobody cares? They come in and out of the doors of our church Sunday after Sunday. Sometimes somebody speaks to them, sometimes they don't. They sort of stand away to themselves. They seem aloof, alone. They may be cave dwellers. They may be in a cave and don't know how to get out. And even in a loving church family, they may say, "Nobody cares for my soul." I was in a home last night and we were visiting, Lori and I were, and one of the encouraging things that was said to me, they said, you know, and I don't believe that happens on a regular basis, but they said, you know, when we came to Calvary and we visited, we felt like that we were genuinely welcomed and cared for. Boy, that's the testimony we want as a church. Amen? David is alone in the cave, and he's having a party that he's the only one invited to. You ever had that kind of party before? I mean, you're the only one there. Matter of fact, you don't want anybody else there. David's alone in this cave, okay? And I believe at this point he wants to be alone. He's in a pity party. He's singing the blues. He don't want anybody around him. You know what God did? He sent some people to him even when he didn't want them. You know who shows up? His family. And I'm going to preach this in another point, but I thought this was interesting. His family, that didn't want anything to do with him, and his brothers, that didn't want anything to do with him when he was there fighting Goliath, suddenly, guess what they do? They hear he's down there in that cave, and they show up. God began sending people. And they show up. And they're in the cave with him. Next thing you know, there's people start coming from all, and you're going to read, it's a motley crew that shows up. I mean, people in debt and distress. I mean, they've got more problems than David's got. And they start showing up. And as a matter of fact, David's sitting in there feeling like a worm. And then somebody said 600 more worms crawl in there with him. Boy, what a mess that was. And David was in a crowd and felt alone too. Boy, it's awful when you're in a cave and you feel like you're a worm and everybody else around you is worms too, isn't it? He said, "There was no man that would know me. When he had killed Goliath, the whole nation shouted his praise." He was a somebody. Then Saul turned against him and his friends didn't know him anymore. He was a nobody. There was no one to turn to. He said, "Refuge failed me. There was no one to help." You ever been there? And he said, "No man cared for my soul." No one in the land thought enough of David to hunt him up and give him some words of encouragement. Nobody to point him to a portion of Scripture to pray with him. David said nobody cared. And listen, there's times we find ourselves facing difficult situations and it seems like nobody understands and no one really seems to care. And we wonder if God cares. And in this moment right here, I don't believe that his family showed up yet. And I don't believe that the motley crew that's going to become the mighty men of valor, his army, his mighty, I don't believe they showed up yet. And he's in this cave. and he's feeling sorry for himself, and he's just singing the blues, and he's having this pity party, and he's saying, nobody cares about me, and nobody loves me. I'm going to go eat a tadpole and run away and hide, and you know, you remember all that? I'm going to go do all that. Nobody cares. And I don't even know if God cares. Boy, it's a low place to be in, isn't it? But boy, we can get there. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. I'm glad that David was honest. And he shares his heart with us. Because you know what? We're too proud to share our heart. We don't want anybody to know we got problems. We don't want anybody to know we're in despair. We don't want anybody to know how we feel. David said, let me just tell the world how I feel. Holy Spirit said, why don't I just write it down for every generation that there are times, Christian, that you're going to feel like God doesn't even care. You're going to feel like you're all alone. But you know what I think? What I like in verse number 5, he said, I cried unto the Lord, cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge. He said, God, I don't feel like you care, and I hadn't seen you working, but your Bible tells me that I know you care. And God, I'm trusting you, and I'm looking to you, and I am never alone. Dear child of God, in your loneliest moments, you're never alone. David in the cave said, I was disoriented. I was deserted. But God was with me. And I don't know where you are tonight, but I tell you what, as we work our way through this cave experience of David, I believe every one of us will speak the language of David at some point. And as we work through it, you're going to find that everything David needed, God was. And I'm going to tell you tonight, dear child of God, everything you need, God is. And we can trust Him tonight. And I want to invite you to find your place at this altar tonight and say, God, I need you. And God, I want you. And God, I may not feel you or see you, but I know you're here. And I know, God, you're going to bring me out of the cave. And that's exactly what David's going to say in this psalm. That'll bring him off of his face, onto his knees, and onto his feet, and back out again serving God. Aren't you glad God's there to pick us up? Isn't that a blessing tonight? Let's bow our heads in prayer.